So we're going to consider the shepherd nature of the Lord. So we're going to open up at several scriptures. We're going to look at Isaiah briefly, Ezekiel, John's Gospel. We're going to look at 1 Peter and also Hebrews. So just a few selected scriptures there, and to bring out the shepherd nature of the Lord. So let's start, please, if we may. We're going to start with Isaiah chapter 40. We'd like to turn to Isaiah chapter 40, just a few verses there, and to bring out the shepherd nature of the Lord in the verses that we look at through the different books. We find here, as we find in John's Gospel later, that he's the good shepherd. And that in letters we find that Jesus is called the great shepherd. And in 1 Peter he's called the chief shepherd. And that's the very nature of the Lord. But look in some detail as we go into these different scriptures. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 40 and beginning at verse 10 and 11. And then 25, 26, 28, 31. We'll just move quickly through. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 10. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those that are with young. Wonderful shepherd care here, as Isaiah illustrates the nature of our Lord Jesus. For he's the shepherd that gathers his people together. And within the flock, there's always strength for each one of us as we meet together. And he gathers his people together in a flock. You're a little flock here, of course. And he has a wonderful shepherd care over you and for you. But also for those who may be young in faith, he gently leads his lambs. He very gently, the gentle shepherd, he leads his young ones who are like lambs. Lambs are often very weak, not at all strong, depending on particularly on the mother ewe for sustenance. And we look to the Lord Jesus ourselves because he's the bread of life. But we find also that as a lamb needs milk, young believers need the milk of the word, and we will need stronger meat, don't we, as we grow into maturity. But very often lambs are weak. And in that weakness, here in this picture, is that the Lord picks up the little lamb and puts it either across his shoulder or holds it in his arms, showing the tender shepherd that he is, especially for the young in faith, or those that have very special needs, or in frailty, even of old age as well. And so often lambs are very vulnerable. And young believers are very vulnerable to false teaching as well, because they don't know the scriptures as well as you do in maturity as well. So they become very vulnerable to, as Jesus will speak about, the wolves that come in John 10, or the robbers and the thieves that try to get in another way in order to steal the sheep and harm the sheep. And we have many false teachers coming today. But we find here that the Lord will lead his sheep and lead his lambs. As we look later on, we remember Psalm 23 very well, don't you? How the Lord is indeed our shepherd, and he leads to green pastures and by still waters. And we'll look at that perhaps a little later on. Look now into verse 25 of the same chapter. Verse 25 and 26. To whom then will you liken me? Or to whom shall I be equal, says the Lord, the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things, who brings out their host by name, by number. He calls them all by name. By the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one is missing. Here we find that the Lord is creator, creator God. One who is almighty, one who is strong in power, strong to save, powerful to keep. He's the great and mighty God. That's what he is to us as our shepherd. One who is in complete control, in his majesty, in his power, as almighty God. The word mighty God comes through so many places in Scripture. He's mighty to save and he's mighty to keep. That's our security in him, who is our great shepherd. Look in verse 28 with me to the end, same chapter, 28. Have you not known, have you not heard the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the weak lambs. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. He is the one who sustains and carries and strengthens and encourages his own people. He knows us all by name, and we know his voice as a good shepherd too. We find here that he's creator. He's unwearying. He never gets tired. He's always with us. He strengthens the weak. He's omniscient. He knows all things. He's omnipotent. He has all power. That's your shepherd. That's his nature. That's who he is. He's the creator himself. It says that he knows all the stars by name. He numbered them, but he names them all. We're looking at a very short extract on television, on YouTube yesterday, of the billions and billions of stars in our galaxy, and the billions of galaxies, and the hundreds of billions and billions of stars. And the Lord has a name for everyone. All we do as scientists is to give them a number. We can hardly do that and know where the others are, but he does. In the whole universe, in this tremendous expanse, he knows every star. He gives a name to every star, not just a number. That's the Almighty, the Creator God. He's your shepherd. Oh, be confident in him, dear friends, and be upheld and uplifted by him. Maybe times when we are weary, we need his strength. We feel faint, and we need his nourishment. That's your shepherd. That's my shepherd. Hallelujah. He strengthens the weak, takes up the weak little lambs and carries them. Those who may be wounded, he carries them until they're well. That's your shepherd of mine, tender shepherd. Loves the lambs, loves the sheep. He cares, he protects, he watches over his sheep with great love and great attention. That's for you, that's for me, the shepherd nature of the Lord. Let's go to Ezekiel now, if you will, to chapter 34. Ezekiel 34. Of course, these verses speak particularly of the Lord being the shepherd of Israel, which of course he is. That's by interpretation. By application, that can also be for you and for me. Ezekiel chapter 34, looking at verses 11 to 16. This whole chapter is speaking about different shepherds, those who are irresponsible, false shepherds, or that's one who is the good shepherd, who is the Lord himself. So let's go to chapter 34 and verse 11. Verse 11, let's read through to 16. But God is a true shepherd. For thus says the Lord God, indeed I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. He's speaking of Israel, of course, and scattered Jews around the world. As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep, so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day. And that's not a good day. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land, speaking of the Jewish people going to Israel. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, in the valleys and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in good pasture, think of Psalm 23. And their fold shall be on the high mountains of Israel. There they shall lie down in good fold and feed on rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. That's so much the Lord cares for the Jewish people and the land of Israel as well. I will feed my flock, and I will make them lie down. That's in rest and confidence and security. That's for you and for me. I'll feed my flock, I'll make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek out what was lost and bring back what was driven away, bind up the broken and strengthen what was sick. And he would do that for us too. But I will destroy the fat and the strong and feed them in judgment. The Lord will have his ways as Almighty, just, holy, and righteous God. He is a judge as well as a shepherd. He's like that. But he's speaking, of course, particularly to Israel here. We know that. But the application is also for you and me. That's why it's in the Word for you. He searches out his sheep. He knows where they are. And that goes for the Jewish people. But for you and I, he knows who we are. He knows where you go. He knows your uprising and your down sitting. He knows your life throughout and through. And in so many cases, he delivers from our enemies. We know there's a persecuted church. Apparently, 280 million people are suffering persecution around the world today who are believers. That's a lot. But it does give divine protection. And for those who may be suffering for his name's sake, he knows all about them and where they are. And he comes as a comforting shepherd to them in their need. It's interesting to notice, even going way back to Genesis, there's a mention of the word shepherd. And it goes right through the scriptures, right through to 1 Peter, about the shepherd nature of the Lord. Because, for example, in that wonderful prophetic statement of Jacob to all the 12 tribes just before he dies, and he, in Genesis 49 and verse 24, and he didn't turn to it, he says, he's the shepherd stone of Israel. A stone meaning a foundation, and stone in Daniel chapter 2, he's the stone that comes to smash Gentile enemy powers eventually when he comes again. He's the stone, he's the shepherd, he's the saviour, he's the sustainer, and he's the sovereign Lord. That's your shepherd, and he's our shepherd. He's Israel's shepherd. And we can find our rest in him. The Jewish people might struggle to try and keep the law, which is useless and a waste of time. They don't turn to the one who can give them rest from their labours to try and keep the law. Rest from the awareness of sin that separates us from God. Rest in the security of being saved by him and kept by him in the eternal, everlasting new covenant in the blood of Jesus we've been remembering here. That's rest. Rest from all your labors to try and please God in the flesh. You can't do it. By your spirit and your new life, you can please the Lord and you can rest. Rest in his salvation. Rest in the arms of your shepherd who cares and loves you. Wonderful picture of the shepherd in the scriptures, it's quite true. He says he binds up the brokenhearted. Yes, he does. Those who may be grieving, those who may be suffering, those who may be ill, those who may be concerned about family members. He's there. And we can find our rest in him. He heals wounds and strengthens people in need. It's interesting, I went on one occasion in Israel to bit of an open-air museum, and there in part of it there was a sheepfold. But of course, as you know, the sheepfold is an entrance for the door where the shepherd sits at night. But over and above the sheepfold, on the rim of the stones built up, there were thorns. And I said, what are the thorns for? He said, well, should any robber or any wolves, particularly wolves and wild animals, come in, or a mountain lion come in to try and capture the sheep, the shepherd sets these thorns on fire in order to drive the animals away. But the shepherd, of course, you know, sits at the door. It's almost as if the Lord never slumbers nor sleeps. He's your shepherd. He never goes to sleep because he watches over you, the flock that are his. He's purchased us. He's bought us. And back in those days of the Old Testament and the days of Jesus, the animals were very valuable, very important as part of their living, very valuable to the shepherd. He didn't want to lose one of them. And the shepherd of the sheep doesn't want to lose any. He will save and he will keep. We are entrusted to his care. As a shepherd, he will never let us go. He watches over us, he cares for us, and he keeps us. Those thorns guarded the flock in the fire. And it kept away the predators that would seek to damage the flock. So in the light of that, let's go on to John's Gospel and see something of that. John chapter 10. Let's go to John chapter 10. And there's a contrast here, like Ezekiel 34, about false shepherds as well as the good shepherd. Read the first five verses of John 10, first of all, and then we move on a bit further in the chapter. John 10, 1 to 5, let's read that. Here we find those that are the false shepherds, the robbers, the thieves, that try to come in and steal and destroy the sheep. John 10, verse 1. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name. He knows every one of us. And leads them out safely. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers.